This morning, we're joined by the Grand Rapids legend, Chef Schultz. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
It's always great to have Chef Schultz on the show. And we also are joined in the first segment by another legend from the Kent County area. We have David Haraburda in here from Delski's Deli.
Good morning.
Hey, we're going to talk all things meat this morning. Before we get into the deli business, we're going to talk about what we've got coming up in the show. And we've got Dirty Grills Gone Wild. There's a great video out there. That's Dirty Grills Gone Wild. Okay, let's get that straight. Careful if you YouTube it. Some nasty stuff will come up. But there is a really funny video. It was in Men's Health magazine. I found it. It's just really cool. So you'll want to check that one out if you're a YouTuber.
Right up your alley, huh?
It's you know, take your grill tops off. It's just silly stuff. Anyway, it's the end of April, and April has been Michigan Wine Month. We're going to talk a little bit of wine. Bob's got some cool stuff to talk about on wine. Of course, we got barbecue classes exploding and erupting all across the Midwest. We want to hit that. We've got Duran Martinez, who's going to call in from his turkey blind.
That should be interesting, shouldn't it?
Everybody knows Duran. He is the host of what used to be called AM Michigan Out or AM Outdoors. It's now called Wild Michigan. So he's in the Citadel Network and just a great guy, friend of mine and friend of the show. We've got Jop, who's off, and of course Chef Schultz is filling in for him because Jop is up trout fishing, and he's having fun with some buds up around Irons, I think, Irons Luther area. I got a picture from him this morning on my phone. He just caught a nice 16-inch brown, and he's got a grin so wide he could eat a banana sideways, so he's pretty happy. We got a little man law. We got some gadgets. Question of the week, do you know a dirty grill? And then we're going to talk to Chris and Mike Peters from the Great American Barbecue Tour. They are in sunny California. And we're going to call and wake them up about the end of the show. So right now, let's talk with Dave Haraburda from Delski's.
All right.
Glad you could make it down here.
Fun to be here.
Yeah, you've got an amazing business.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot of things about it, and I've been wanting to go down there for a long time. Living out in Lowell, I don't get down to the Granville area much, but it's worth the trip. Yeah. It's a cool place.
It's a nice place. It's been growing steadily since we opened, and the numbers are just multiplying really well.
Yeah. Well, I was there a few days ago, of course, talking about what we wanted to talk about on the show, and I couldn't help but just start filling up the grocery cart with all kinds of goodies. And one of the things I left there with was a flat iron steak.
Yeah, that's kind of a misrepresented cut in certain places, depending on where you buy it. Some people will cut it out of the shoulder clod, and that's not the proper way to do it. It actually comes out of the blade section of the chuck, which is marbled a lot better, and it doesn't have that strong, kind of a bloody taste that the shoulder clod has. So I've been in restaurants where it's served, and it's not the true thing. It's not the real deal.
Is that close to a flank steak then?
No, it's from the meaty part of the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, flank steak is down near the hip section.
Okay. Well, there's so much meat on a cow. Yeah. I just don't know those parts too well.
Yeah, and each piece has its own characteristic as
really
far
do.
As texture and flavor. And
kind of like turtles.
Kind of like what?
Turtles.
Turtles, yeah.
Something on that beef tastes like chicken, I'm sure.
I haven't found that piece yet.
Well, that piece of meat just looked so cool. I couldn't leave it in the cooler.
Yeah.
You actually serrate it, and tell me, why do you do that?
Yeah, I score it to, well, initially there's an artery that runs kind of diagonally through it, and some of the lady folks sitting at the table get kind of grossed out when they see that. So we cut deep into it to take that out. Now you've got a big trough right in the middle, so that's going to cook uneven. So I score it the rest of the way down to that depth so that the whole steak cooks the same, get it done.
Well, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
When you're grilling it, I threw it on my Tech infrared, and I expected to do 6 minutes a side like I do with a New York strip because that thing just whacks out the steaks quick. And I came back after 6 minutes, and I've got like this, it looked like an alien was on my grill. It's all, it's
puffed
like
up, didn't
five
it?
Inches thick.
Yeah.
It's just,
You know,
it's funny looking.
That's some of the beauty of it. You know, you get a nice crust on the outside of it, and you still got the nice meat flavor inside, and it's not drying out, and, you know, stays nice and juicy. And it's well marbled, so it kind of keeps itself.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we're the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday. We're talking with Dave Heriberta from Delski's. And what's the full name of your business, and where can people find you?
Okay, it's called David Delski's Prime Meats.
Okay.
And it's 1760 44th Street. That's in Wyoming. It's 44th and Burlingame. We're right in the Chateau Center.
Yeah, you're right down in that little hollow, or as Rob Russell would say, you're down in the holler.
Yeah, right near Buck Creek.
Yeah, there you go, Buck Creek. Everybody knows where Buck Creek is.
You can holler at the deer when they walk across the road there.
So there's a strip mall on the south side of 44th Street right there at the intersection.
Yep.
And you're right in there.
Yep.
I got to say, it's not the easiest place to see from the road. I mean, you could drive by it real easily.
Right. There's
so
a clump of woods there for about 100 yards.
Yeah.
That's Buck Creek, actually.
And you're on 44th Street, and you got somebody, like, pushing you, usually.
Traffic, yeah.
So, yeah, put your blinker on a half mile before you get to that interchange there.
You can sneak around in the back way, too, off of Burlingame.
Well, and if you wonder if you're in the right parking lot, you'll see a big smoker sitting outside, a great big smoker with a pig on it.
Right. Two chimneys billowing out applewood smoke. They're going right now.
Are they?
Yep.
It's a good day to smoke.
Yep. Briskets and pork shoulders and little chicken breast for our chicken salad.
Mmm. Get a mittful. Hey, that chicken salad was good, too.
Yeah.
My mom loved it.
Yeah. It's the applewood.
Yeah. I didn't taste the applewood so much. I tasted more of the chicken.
Good.
So we've got Chef Schultz with us. What's your take on a flat iron steak?
Oh, we love the flat iron steak. In fact, I was telling Dave that we actually featured it at a restaurant at nighttime at the Heritage, and it was very, very well received. It's kind of one of those steaks that not as many people are familiar with, and they're enjoying it. It's a nice cut of meat. It's different texture, different flavors, and exactly what Dave hit it. He just hit a home run on that, and he said it exactly. Every piece of meat has its own unique flavor.
That might be the one piece of steak that I would say you don't necessarily have to cook hot and fast.
You can go both ways with it. You know, if you want to cut it into smaller strips, you can have it done bing bang. But as thick as it is, I like to see it out there for a while and soak up some of the flavor off of the grill.
Okay.
Now, Dave, would you ever marinate that steak, or is it?
Yes. Yes, it marinates really well. In fact, we hit it with the Jacquard before they go out the door, punch a little holes in it for you, actually kind of pre-chew the thing for you. So,
and you actually rub it before you vacuum seal it.
I recommend all the customers to accept our offer of putting our steak seasoning.
And
on.
It wasn't a strong,
no.
I mean, it was a nice flavor. I actually did not do a thing to it, and my family, the thing was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was gone within a half an hour.
Yep.
I mean, it was just
the nice
a big flat iron.
Our steak seasoning isn't overpowering. You know, there's still room for salt and pepper when you're sitting there with your knife and fork. I think that should be the person decides how much salt and pepper's on that piece of beef.
That's a good way to look at it.
So we leave it mild. It's just to bring it out, not to cover it up and say, you know, this is all chipotle pepper. That's what we're eating today.
Exactly. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Dave from Delski's Prime Meats on 44th Street. And we're talking a flat iron piece of steak right now. And what's another name for that piece of steak?
That's it. It's
around here, it's a flat iron.
Okay. Yep, it's cut from
because
the chuck.
Different parts of the country, they have different names for different cuts. And, I mean, if you leave Michigan, you can't find a sizzler.
Right. That did originate around here. A sizzler just legally means something that sizzles when it hits a hot pan. So you actually have to call it, from the section of beef that it came from, would be a ball-tip sizzler or
okay.
a tri-tip sizzler.
Tri-tip
sizzler. Cutting them out of a top round.
Down south, they call them tri-tips.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah.
That sizzler came famous from Tommy Brands.
That's right.
From Brands Restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
yep.
he made that famous around this area.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful piece of meat to grill. Again, one of my favorites.
Yes.
Another one you don't have to do real fast. You almost don't want to do it too fast. But it'll also keep cooking after you pull it off. Yeah, well, that's cool stuff. What other things can you tell us quickly to help the people out there that are grilling? You're a true meat expert. You've been at it for decades now. And what are the classic things guys will do to steaks that are big no-nos?
Well, walk away from the steak. To put it on the grill and leave. Go in the house and take somebody's directions of, well, you're supposed to cook it 6 minutes a side or whatever. Turn it over and it's done. That's a good way to ruin a steak if your grill's good and hot. I say turn it more frequently. You can't overturn a steak as long as you're not poking it with a fork and drilling holes in it every time.
Right.
But the juices are going to run away from the heat source on the grill, so they're going to go up to the top. You leave it there long enough, they're going to go up to the top and come out of the steak, and you don't want that to happen. You want to turn it over before the juices come out. If you're grilling a burger or a steak or whatever, you come out there and see red juices on top, you failed. You should have turned it before that happened.
I've said that forever, and every time I hear somebody saying, you only turn it once, it's like, okay, who made that rule up?
Yeah, are you that busy?
No, you want to sear that baby real quick on both sides. And, and again, back to your flat iron, if I were to do it again, and I use a 100% infrared grill, it's made by Tech, and it's crazy, but it's a 1,000-degree surface, and it does a wonderful job. There's no convective heat, and there's nothing that'll do steak like it. I love it. The only thing different I would do with that is I would go ahead and bring it up to 1,000, sear it, and then I'd go down to medium on that Tech. I wouldn't try and run that flat iron at high temp all the way, because it just swells up and it puffs up. I don't understand if it must be like a membrane or something that's retracting and it's pulling the sides in.
No, there's no membrane on it. It's completely trimmed. It's just a solid piece of meat.
Well, something makes it puff up.
The juice inside, I think. It's getting excited.
We know how that goes.
Oh, no meat jokes. And I thought Bob was the one I'd have to worry about.
Yeah, I know. It's always the innocent looking one.
So flipping a steak's a good idea, and we do preach that.
The other one I've seen a lot of people do is get their grill blazing hot and then throw the steak right on it, have it stick, and then go to turn it over and rip shreds of the steak off, and they're stuck to the grill. The way to avoid that is hopefully there's a little fat on the side of the steak, is to kind of paint the grill with the fatty part of the steak. Otherwise, start off in a slower section of the grill where it's a little cooler, and then get it warmed up and then slide it over that really hot spot.
Well, what I like to do is I like to just paint it with a little bit of olive oil.
There, that'll work too.
Well, listen, David, I know you've got to get back to work. You've got people lined up every Saturday there, so thank you so much for coming down here and spending time with us, and we can't wait to see you again sometime.
You're welcome.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to go out and talk to Doug Dorda from Siciliano's. And he's going to tell us all about home brewing. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. My name's Barbecue Bob. I'm in here with Chef Schultz from The Heritage, from Grand Rapids Community College. It's 107.3 WBBL. We'll be back.
Bill Simonson here from The Huge Show. Make sure you join me weekday afternoons at 3 for the biggest names in sports and the biggest opinions on the radio.
I'm Robert Angley, NBA Hoops, Grizzlies, Spurs. The 8th seed is moving on.
Bale with one more. Fires, hits, ball game, 99-91, inbound Cuts for Neal, he fumbles it ahead for Green, fires the shot, zeros on the clock, the Grizzlies have upset the four-time world champion, San Antonio Spurs, and they are dancing in the aisles at the Grindhouse.
Grizzlies Radio Network with your call, just the fourth time in NBA history that a 8 seed has knocked off the top seed. Zach Randolph led the way, he had 31 points, so Oklahoma City-Memphis game one of round two begins on Sunday. Well, some lockout news. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis granted the owner's side a stay of Judge Nelson's lockout injunction, which means the lockout is officially back on. To the draft, some notable picks in rounds 2 and 3. 34th overall, Andy Dalton goes to the Bengals, while Colin Kaepernick goes 35th to the Niners. Daquan Bauer slides to number 50. Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick him up. And in the third round, New England Patriots draft a quarterback.
With the 74th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Ryan Mallett, quarterback, Arkansas.
There it is, Ryan Mallett to the Patriots. Major League Baseball scores. Dodgers 3-2 over the Padres. Andre Ethier, 25-game hitting streak extended. Oakland 3-1 winners versus Texas. Kansas City gets by Minnesota 4-3. Baltimore 10-4 winners over the White Sox. Seattle 5-4 over Boston. Angels 8-5 versus the Rays. And Cleveland gets a walk-off grand slam from Carlos Santana to beat the Tigers 9-5. And the Yankees fall 5-3. Your final hockey scores, round two, game ones. Tampa Bay 4-2 over Washington. And San Jose wins in overtime 2-1 versus Detroit. And that's your latest sporting news flash. I'm Robert Nagley.
Here we go. Oh, nice shot. Sound familiar? Time to dust off your golf clubs and get out and visit the great golf courses we have here in Michigan. 107.3 WBBL wants to put you in the tee box for an unbelievable deal. Today you can buy a clubhouse golf cart for only $99. You get 18 holes with a cart at each one of these seven premier courses. Yes! Seven tracks, seven rounds for only $99. Hey, we may not be able to help your handicap, but we sure can help the old pocketbook. Enjoy Deer Run Golf Club in Lowell, Lake Doster in Plainwell, Manistee National in Manistee, Stonegate Golf Club in Muskegon, the Highlands Golf Club in Grand Rapids, Wallenwood Springs in Jenison, and Lockenheath near Traverse City. Come on, it's 18 holes with a cart at each course for only $99. Call your buddies and plan the summer, but hurry because only 200 are available. Go to WBBL.com, click on the clubhouse golf cart icon, and get your game on. From West Michigan sports leader, 107.3 WBBL.
An American icon returns to Grand Rapids. Saturday, May 28th, the Van Andel Arena. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live. From the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to the concert stage. Saturday, May 28th, the Van Andel Arena. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, and the venue box office. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
Produced by Live Nation.
Labatt Blue Light Lime refreshes like no other. But what does that mean? Well, some people think of skinny dipping in an icy glacial lake.
Woohoo!
Maybe a bit extreme, but okay. We think refreshes like no other means cooling off with the natural lime taste of a Blue Light Lime while hanging out with our friends by our favorite lake. Anyone up for a dip? Clothing optional. Labatt Blue Light Lime. Refreshes like no other.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Huge here from the Huge Show, which airs every weekday afternoon at 3 right here on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's the only show where you have a voice. Join me weekdays at 3 on 107.3 and also online at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, welcome back to The Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob, and we're a crazy show about a couple of guys grilling, maybe having a beer once in a while, a little bit of wine. Usually you're going to hear Randy on here with me, and Randy is AWOL. He has left the county.
He left the building.
He snuck out of town with his car full of stuff and probably, you know, a bunch of meat in a cooler. Maybe a few beers, probably a case of wine, and like four other knuckleheads, and they're up somewhere up around Luther. We're going to try and contact him. We've got the sheriff, Lake County Sheriff, roaming around, and we need to track him down. Anyway, we're in here with Chef Schultz this morning from the Heritage which is part of Grand Rapids Community College. And Bob Schultz is a good friend of our family and of the show. And he's taught my kids. He's done all kinds of things. So we appreciate you coming in here. You're just a great resource for culinary expertise.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bob. This is great fun for me. It's a great time to come down to the show. It's a phenomenal show. We enjoy listening to it, and it's great. Great for Grand Rapids, great for local businesses in the Grand Rapids area, promoting local products and local wines, local beers. Just a wonderful, wonderful operation, wonderful show you have here. It's great. Great thing.
Well, thanks. You know, I travel around this part of the country putting on grilling and barbecue classes. And I was thinking back, and you actually did one for my old business a long time ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That
you did
awesome.
A wonderful job. And, yeah, that's just so much fun. People love to grill.
Yes.
And they love to learn how to grill. And if you get a chance to get out there and find a class, they're all over the place. We talk about them every week here. But we've got them. Matter of fact, we're going to cover that a little bit later in the show. But we've got another round coming up. There's a new class that's developing up in Greenville at Hanson Feed and Seed, who's a new Goodwin and Tech, both Goodwin and Tech dealer. And they're just on the north end of town in Greenville. And they have a nice big classroom with a kitchen, and it's going to be awesome.
Wow.
So that's going to, yeah, that's going to be sometime in May. So it's going to come on us pretty quick. We might have to bump it out to June, but we've got a phone number you can call them at. We'll be releasing later. But so classes like that, if you, you know, just like having Dave in here, but little tips on grilling and little things that make your meal experience a little better. We were talking about a flat iron steak and,
there's nothing better than grilling and just enjoying the day, enjoying what's out there, what's out there, and just enjoying life. And too many people nowadays, we're so rushed. And grilling makes you stop and relax, have a couple cold ones, flip your meat on the grill, and have a good time.
Yeah, and you know, and I've been in your backyard a bunch of times, and you've got a beautiful brick pizza oven that we've had tons of fun around.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun too. We definitely have to do a show out there and flip some pies out there, and maybe make some homemade bacon in the pizza oven, and do some nice things out there. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's a great way to get the friends together and have neighbors over and watch the kids play and just have a good time.
Yep.
And share some good laughs.
And that's what this whole show is about. So, men with fire, scorching flesh. We want to talk a little bit about some trout. Hopefully, you've got a nice recipe. We're going to probably hold off a little bit and talk about that a little bit later because I think we've got a caller coming in here. We're going to buzz out to Siciliano's and talk with Doug Dorda. Siciliano's just put on a new addition for their store. They sell all kinds of home brewing kits and supplies. So, you know, if you really like the microbrews and the $9 a six pack is hurting you, or you're just one of those guys who likes to do everything yourself and you want to try some home brew, because I really want to try some home brew. It just sounds like fun to me.
It is great. It is great. In fact, what's kind of neat, and just a little side note, I'm actually going to go out to wine country and learn about brew making. I'm actually taking a class out there coming the middle of June. I'll be gone for 5-6 days, and I'll be out learning how to make some beer out in California.
Great.
While sipping wine.
Where at?
Actually in Napa Valley. I'm going to go to, I got good friends at the Culinary Institute of America and out in St. Helena, California, and have some great friends out in Napa Valley that I'll be stopping and seeing. And actually, we have a lot of graduates out in that area, in San Francisco. And
are you taking your bride with you?
Unfortunately, she can't go. So.
You know, I probably can.
Okay, I've got plenty of room, plenty of room. I'll put you in my suitcase, and you just got to enjoy drink.
Now, does GRCC let you take their jet out there?
No, it wasn't in the budget this year, so we'll be taking the bicycle. So.
Well, that's okay. It'd be a good ride.
Yeah.
Well, now, we just stopped by GRCC, and you've got wine. You've got a couple hundred bottles of wine out for the Tasters Guild right now.
It was great. I think Joe Barilla said almost close to 4,000 bottles of wine that they're trying. It's put on by the local Tasters Guild.
Mm-hmm.
People from all over the world, they send their wines in to be judged, and we actually host that at the college. We have a phenomenal relationship with the Tasters Guild.
And the Tasters Guild really is Joe Barilla.
It really is.
I mean, he's... He's like the legend of that place.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the area. Yeah. Great friend of the programs, great friend of the college, great friend of ours, great friend of mine. Just a wonderful, wonderful human being.
And wine goes with grilling.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some tricks. Again, we were talking with Dave about steak. A lot of guys are getting their last little bits of venison out, and you're like one of the best meat experts that I could possibly get on this show for free. So if you're pulling some of that, those frozen chops out, venison, maybe elk, moose, whatever you've got left in the freezer, and we're all running out right now, what would you want to tell these people that are taking a piece of frozen meat and ready to throw a lean piece on the grill?
Yeah, definitely take your time with that cut of meat or that piece of meat. Take it on the freezer, let it thaw out naturally. Too often I see people throw a piece of steak in the microwave, and that's horrible to de-thaw it. Let it just sit out, bring it in your refrigerator, let it sit out for two days, depending on the temperature of your refrigerator. Let it refrigerate naturally and thaw out naturally, in the refrigerator. After it thaws, make sure you take it out of the blood that has come from it thawing out. Make sure you pat it down and just make sure it's good and clean. If you're going to lightly marinate it, that's a great time to do it. Give it a little light marinade if you want to grill that. If you're seasoning it, season it good. Do it maybe 20 minutes to 40 minutes beforehand. A lot of people just throw their seasonings on the steak and immediately put it on the grill. Well, it doesn't give the steak, the meat, to allow that flavoring to penetrate. Let it
and
sit.
A great thing to do also, what I do is very often I'll age those steaks in the refrigerator, and I'll take a pack of chops out. I'll put a little Tupperware container. I'll line the bottom of it with maybe three or four layers of paper towel.
Yes.
And I'll set all those steaks on there, and I'll put the top on it, and I'll throw it in the refrigerator for like 6 or 7 days.
Yes.
When you pull it out, some of the edges of that steak are getting that little red kind of hardening or
crust,
dry.
Yes.
Little spot. You cut those little red spots off.
Yes.
And then take some olive oil, and for an hour or two at least, have the olive oil soaking in fresh garlic, crushed garlic, and pepper, and give it an hour or two so that oil picks up that garlic. And then I'll baste those with that, and I'll just do a nice flash, with venison especially, it's always got to be the most you can cook. It's medium rare.
That's
you don't want to go beyond that because it's going to rise up to medium by the time you serve it.
Yes.
And So
great point. And using olive oil, it's great way to soften the meat. Other things I like to use, olive oil is great. It's a great flavor. A lot of local nice soy products, too. Nice soy oil you can put on some of your steaks.
Really?
That works just as well.
Huh.
And
Rob Russell, who is on the show all the time, he likes grapeseed oil.
Yes.
I don't use it.
Oh, yeah. I had a little bottle of it. It's like a little 4-ounce bottle, and I gave it to a good friend of mine. But
It's totally tasteless.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, olive oil, the problem is some foods, with olive oil, it does have a little bit of a tang to it.
Right. Yeah. Just like women, though, too. They can be a little tangy at times, and sometimes, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not.
You're listening to The Grilling Guys. That was Chef Schultz. Want that clarified. Listen to The Grilling Guys on 107.3. And we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. We like talking about grilling, and it's surprising the number of women now listening to the show, and we love it because, of course, it expands our audience, but it's very cool that everybody wants to pick up the tongs and get out there and get on that grill.
Yes.
I think every backyard should have four grills, and I think there should be a person on each one of them.
Yes. That's what life's all about.
That's right.
Especially when the sunshine comes out, nothing makes people get out more than the sunshine.
So there's a few things that I think are big no-nos. If you're that guy that won't let your wife touch your grill, I think that's a no-no.
I agree.
Be cool. Okay, be nice to her. Don't be bogarting that grill. And the other thing is, if you're that guy that won't touch the grill and you make your wife do it all, okay, you're pathetic.
Yep.
Don't call in.
Yep.
It's wrong. All right.
It's a man law, isn't it? Is that man law?
It is. We have to call Duran Martinez now because Duran is he's out in a turkey blind, and I'm getting signals here from our producer. So apparently we can't get Duran on the phone right now. He must have just shot something. So we got a little dead space here.
No, I'm sorry.
Back to the grilling of venison. One thing that I like to do is I'll age those for about 5 days, and then I'm going to marinate them sometimes for a day. So if I'll take, I'll just pull them out of that container, rinse everything off, cut the little trimmings off, and I'll make up a marinade. And I'll use that same thing with that garlic oil I was telling you for a baste, and I'll take a little red wine vinegar and throw it in there to cut that oil, and throw a little thyme, maybe a little Italian spice in there of some sort,
thyme is
and some pepper.
Great. Yep.
And then I'll marinate those for about a day. Oh, my gosh.
And fresh marjoram in there is just phenomenal. Yes.
I've started using a little marjoram. I'm tiptoeing through that one. That's a stranger to me.
Lavender is also neat. Lavender is phenomenal with game. There's a beautiful lavender farm that we went out when we were out in Hawaii, and I just got addicted to lavender, and I enjoy that. When you talk about marinating venison and meats, the other thing that's kind of a neat little trick, too, I like to inject it. So I have a syringe that I actually inject that marinade, and it really just gets right into the center of the flesh. And when you're grilling it, it's just a nice flavor, too. So
maybe for a thicker steak that won't marinate too well?
Exactly. Yep.
Maybe that flank, that'd be a good thing to do with that flat iron.
Yeah, just go ahead and inject it. So I put all my seasonings and all my marinade mixes right in a blender, and I just blenderize everything and just inject it with a syringe, and it actually comes out phenomenal.
So how about a jacquard? What pieces of steak would you do a jacquard with?
It's something, anything with that's very lean. I mean, it's you just want something, you know, to give it a little bit more flavoring. It's a great way to do that.
So if I'm doing a New York strip and it doesn't have a lot of marbling?
Well, New York strip is okay on its own. You know, you can do a little bit with that, but, man, that's such a great, nice cut of meat. It's hard to even mess with that. It's kind of like a tenderloin. You don't want to mess with something so nice and
exactly.
So good.
Exactly. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about an upcoming remote we've got next weekend, and we are also going to be talking with Mr. Randy Joppy, who's calling in. And we've got a good little video to take a peek at, Grills Gone Wild. And that's about it. We're going to be back. This is the Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob. I can't talk this morning. We're on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And we'll be right back.
From the Red Wings to the Tigers,
to the Lions, U of M, and MSU,
not only do we bring you the game, we talk about your favorite local teams as well.
It's Makita and Bentley weekday mornings from 6 to 9 right here on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Grizzly Spurs, Memphis won in San Antonio. They got them and they destroyed them.
Bale with one more. Fires. Hit. Ball game. 99-91. Inbound comes for Neal. He fumbles it ahead for Green. Fires the shot. Zeroes on the clock. The Grizzlies have upset the four-time world champion San Antonio Spurs, and they are dancing in the aisles at the Grindhouse.
Grizzlies Radio Network with your call. Zach Randolph finished with 31, so the Grizzlies, the fourth number eight seed to take down a one seed. Grizzlies will match up with Oklahoma City on Sunday. All right, NFL news, lockout news that is. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis granted the owner's side a stay of Judge Nelson's lockout injunction, which means the lockout is back intact, and it began Friday afternoon. NFL draft began Friday evening, rounds 2 and 3. Some notable picks, Andy Dalton going to the Bengals, Colin Kaepernick of Nevada heading to San Francisco. In the 50th pick, Clemson's Daquan Bowers goes to the Bucs. And in round 3, the New England Patriots select Ryan Mallett, quarterback from Arkansas. Major League Baseball scores, Phillies 10-3 over the Mets. Ryan Howard knocked out 2 home runs. Washington blanked San Francisco 3-0. Florida 7-6 winners over Cincinnati. St. Louis wins in 11, 5-3 against the Braves, while Milwaukee blanks Houston 5-0. Pittsburgh 3-0 against Colorado, and the Cubbies 4-2 over Arizona. American League side, Cleveland 9-5 winners against the Tigers. Walk-off grand slam from Carlos Santana to win it. Toronto beats the Yankees 5-3 your final, and the Angels 8-5 winners over the Rays. This Sporting News Flash brought to you by SNRTickets.com. For the toughest ticket in town, in any town, you can go online to SNRTickets.com. And that's your latest Sporting News Flash. I'm Robert Negley.
Nikita and Bentley.
Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, congratulations. Nick Fairley, what a pick at number 13.
Yeah, Fairley was a guy that obviously we had it really high on our board, and we thought a lot of him. We thought he fit in very well with what we do. You know, a lot of people take the approach of trying to draft for your weaknesses. I think that we took the approach of dealing from our strengths and adding another player that can make an impact on the game.
Monday morning on Bakita and Bentley, will recap the 2011 NFL Draft with Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com.
And I'll be blogging all weekend long. Just go to WBBL.com, Bentley's Breakdown, and you can get my take on the Lions' selections in real time.
Plus, don't forget about the Red Wings San Jose series and what happened to the Tigers in Cleveland. Plus, we'll have Doug Sharp on from Bean Garter to announce the BBL NFL Mock Draft winner.
Bakita and Bentley, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Over 1,000 walkers and volunteers will join together for the 34th annual Access Grace Hunger Walk on Saturday, May 7th. Over 83,000 walkers have made this effort in the past. Over $5.5 million have been raised for local and international emergency relief and development programs. 2011 participating agencies include Catholic Charities West Michigan, God's Kitchen, Kids Food Basket, and several others. But why do we participate in the Access Grace Hunger Walk? 1.4 billion people in developing countries live in extreme poverty on less than $1.25 a day. In the United States, 14.6 households struggle to put food on the table. Nearly one in four children is at risk of hunger. In our own community of Kent County, nearly 50,000 individuals visited a pantry one or more times during 2010. That is just over 7% of the entire population in Kent County. There are also 85,000 individuals currently living below the poverty line. Nearly 20,000 people are serviced by the Access Pantry Network each month. Please join the Access Grace Walk for Hunger on Saturday, May 7th at 8:30 a.m. Visit accessofwestmichigan.org for more details. That's accessofwestmichigan.org.
Huge here for Fox Honda. They're at the corner of 29th and Broadmoor in GR, and they're online at foxhondausa.com. They are the number one destination for anybody looking for a new or pre-owned Honda. You want to save huge money? Stop by Fox Honda. You want the best sales staff in Michigan? Stop by Fox Honda. You want the best service department? Stop by Fox Honda at the corner of 29th and Broadmoor. They're online at foxhondausa.com. If you are shopping for a new or pre-owned Honda today, there's only one place you need to go. Fox Honda at the corner of 29th and Broadmoor in GR and online at foxhondausa.com. Sales manager Joe Lavoie, he takes a lot of pride in his sales staff. They're hardworking men and women who love to take care of their customers, and that service department at Fox Honda is the best in Michigan. Fox Honda. At the corner of 29th and Broadmoor in GR and online at foxhondausa.com.
Bill Simonson here from The Huge Show at Chairs, weekdays at 3 here on 107.3. You can interact online right now at thehugeshow.net. And if you're on Facebook, search The Huge Show and become a fan of the show today. Online, check us out at thehugeshow.net.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
That's right. We're the Grilling Guys. I love that music. Well, we got our technical difficulties handled during the break. It's one thing nice about having a commercial break. We can get our passwords set in all these computers around here, so the phones work. We now have on the line Doug Dorda from Siciliano's Market. Good morning, Doug.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, good to talk to you, pal.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Now, you guys, if you're listening to this show right now, obviously, stupid thing to say, but you got to go out and meet this guy. he will tune you up on making beer. Dude, you got it going on the beer side.
Well, you know, I know what I know, and that's just one of the things, you know, everybody here knows what they're talking about. I guess that's one of the major things. Anybody here, if you stop into the store, that's what we're passionate about. We love talking beer. We love talking making beer. We love talking drinking beer.
Yeah.
If you just want to, like, stop in and just BS, you can do that too.
Well, Jop went in there to talk to you folks. Apparently you're opening your new section and you wanted to talk to us on the air about it and whatever, and that led me to go down there. And I used to live like right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
I lived on the corner of Carpenter there, just a couple houses up. And I never knew you guys had so much going on the beer side there. I walked in and you've got aisles and aisles of microbrews.
Well, that's the whole idea. You know, when it comes down to it, we're just a staff that loves and enjoys beer 100%.
Yeah.
So we try to have as much beer as humanly possible. Not only that, try to be as knowledgeable as humanly possible about how to make the best beer that you can.
Yeah, and
you're on any skill set that you have available to you, and with really any budget that you can work with.
That's cool. And you're really big on American beers.
Huge on American beers. I mean, most people, you know, if they start getting into the craft beer market or the microbrew market, they have no idea that there is just such a vast array of American-produced, you know, craft beer. So I always laugh when people come to the store and they're like, don't you just have any American beer? And I point at four aisles that are all American beer. They're just talking about Budweiser.
Yeah. Well, we have Chef Schultz in here with us, and he's a bit of a wine connoisseur.
Oh, I'll tune him up on that.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I have a question for you. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
For the last couple of years, when you talk about microbrews, how much has your sales increased, let's say, in the last 5 years in microbrewing or microbrews?
Just in terms of sales of probably just microbrew, I'd say it's probably at least tripled.
Okay, that's what I thought.
At least tripled. And then in terms of home brewing, I mean, we see an insurgence every single year of probably at least, you know, over 10% of what we were seeing from the year before. Every holiday that comes through, you know, we get dads coming through, because obviously, you know, grilling is a man hobby, you know, beer making is a man hobby, but it's an everybody hobby, you know, because here we also have wine making. So we try to cater to everybody's needs. And you'll see every single year just people coming back through after the holidays. You know, after every 10 kits we sell for homebrewing, at least three of those people are going to come back. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, thus our expansion.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. And we're talking with Doug Dorda, who's one of the beer experts from Siciliano's on Lake Michigan Drive. And it's, you know, barbecue month is coming up. May is National Barbecue Month.
Oh, well, that sounds like one of my favorite months then.
Isn't it, though? What are some of the big beers that roll out of your place for the opening of grill season?
You know, it's definitely kind of a matter of personal opinion. Obviously, Oberon is out. A lot of people really love to enjoy Oberon in the time. You know, it's a very seasonal thing. Really, a lot of the ones that kind of roll out when it comes to grilling season are a lot of the spring seasonals that we'll have. For instance, right now, Shiner's got their Ruby Redwood, which is made with grapefruit juice and ginger, which is an absolutely fantastic beer, and it's one of those ones that you can just, you know, have a great time, not think about sipping on it while you're outside standing near a grill.
I've noticed every beer works that way.
Exactly.
I don't think about it.
But a lot of people, you know, they really like Pilsners when it comes to the spring. You know, lots of breweries are canning right now, which is absolutely fantastic because you can, you know, that's ease of use for that. You can bring those out to parks.
I know. Whitson is coming out in the can.
Yep, very, very soon here. I think within the next couple of weeks we'll have it here.
Yeah, and they're canning it right now. I'm like, that's probably my best summer beer is a Whitson from Arcadia.
Oh, it's a fantastic beer. So, yeah, you know, very similar to the Oberons, you know, all the ones that basically are just kind of a harpening of, you know, the sun finally peeking out.
Yeah, it is. And they're Michigan beers. Whitson is Arcadian. You know, you're talking about all the beers in your store. You can't get through all the beers in the country. You can't even get through all the microbrews just out of Michigan. Dude, there's like 80 of them now.
So, oh, in Michigan, there's close to 90.
Is it? Wow. They're popping up by the week now.
Yeah, basically, if you were going to do an estimate for how many breweries are going to open up in Michigan every single year, you're looking at least five.
Wow, that's not enough. Okay, well, we're so happy that you called in.
Yeah,
we appreciate your expertise. You're a good guy. I've been in there talking to you a few times, and I can't wait till you do a beer tasting because I'm going to be like the first one at the door.
Well, we look forward to that, and hopefully I'll be on the show again. We'll talk about some other stuff differently.
That sounds great. Hey, thanks a lot, Doug. Have a good weekend, and take care of all those people in Shawmut Hills.
Yeah, will do.
Hey, before you leave,
yep.
What are you doing for a Kielbasa Idol?
Oh, Kielbasa Idol, that's tonight. Yeah, well, you'll see me there, pretty much the entire cavalcade of Siciliano's employees that can be there. We'll be down there having a really good time.
Because I'm not Polish, but I'm an old Shawmut Hills boy, and I mean, I'm like Polish by association. So I can't go there. I have to head to Indianapolis and do a grill show, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, anybody that's in your listening area that's listening to this right now, if they don't plan on going to Kielbasa Idol, it should become one of their major plans for the evening.
Yeah.
Because 10 area meat markets are going to be competing for the meat love of our hearts, and you really can't get better than that.
No. St. Albert's Aid Society is the fundraiser, and it starts at 7 p.m., the taste testing. So it's at 701 5th Street Northwest in Grand Rapids. So if you like kielbasa from the west side, and some of the best you'll find anywhere, that's the place to go.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug.
Hey, thank you.
All right. It's Doug Dorta from Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive, a phenomenal beer outlet. I mean, my eyes were the size of saucers when I walked in there. It looks like a little store. And I used to shop there. I mean, I don't remember what it was even called back then. I don't think it was Siciliano's. But we have Randy on line one. We're going to jet up to, I think it's Luther. Are you out of bed yet, Jop?
Oh, out of bed, man. I've been in the river for 2 hours already.
Did you fall in?
No, I did. I did Thursday. The water was crazy up here on Thursday. I mean, it's down a foot from Thursday when we got up here, but it had all those big rains, and the rivers were way over their banks, and they're receding now, and the fishing's great. It's a beautiful day, a little bit overcast. River's clear, and we're catching brown trout like crazy. There's four of us up here, and I think we've got 13 already this morning.
Wonderful.
The season open today.
Well, it's been so muddy, it's probably starting to clear up just a little bit so they can finally see their bait.
Yeah, you got it. It's been a lot of fun.
That's cool. I'm sorry we couldn't have called you earlier. We had some problems here with the passwords on the computer, so we've been scrambling this morning.
Yeah, well, we spent a little time at the Nataka last night. The listeners that know where that is, or we're up in the Irons area here fishing the little Bear Creek that we're in. And I tell you what, the browns are hitting like crazy. We're drowning worms and running spinners and having a great time. The purists are up here with their fly rods, so river's full of guys. It's a great weekend to be out. I spent a little time yesterday in the afternoon hunting mushrooms, and they're just starting to pop, the morels up here. Mm. We got a handful. We didn't get enough to stink up a pan yet, but between the morning and the evening fish here, we're going to go out and see if we can find some more.
So do you use a bow or a gun when you hunt those?
With the mushrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much crawl on your hands and knees as small as these things were, man. They were hard to see, but hoping in a day or two they're going to be a little bit bigger so we can find it. I'll bring you a mess.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And people
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. People don't realize, though, with mushrooms and fish, they go hand in hand. And it's just a beautiful combination.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, Chef, if you had a great recipe, because I've got a 16-inch brown here in my creel, and I get a little bowl of morel mushrooms. I think there's got to be some fantastic recipe we could put together and make a run at that.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a beautiful stuffed mushroom trout recipe that's absolutely beautiful. And when you think about what's going on, like where you're at and the mushrooms coming up and the trout coming in, that's what nature's telling you. That's the perfect marriage with food, is what's going on at that given time.
So you've got about 50 seconds, Bob. What would you tell Randy to do right now with those morels and that trout?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I would definitely rinse them and eat one after you're lightly cooking a little bit of butter. I got a friend up north that she just loves those morel mushrooms. But I would saute some morels with some onions, shallots, and some garlic, and definitely put some lemon juice in it, some scallions, and a little bit of I love the little bit of cheese in there. Maybe a little bit of mascarpone or maybe actually ricotta cheese would go well.
And would you put the cheese on the trout before you put the topping on?
Yeah, or? I'd actually make that stuffing. I'd do the mushrooms and put everything together and then stick that in the cavity of the trout and then throw it on a grill and just let that juices just do its magic.
And leave the skin on it.
Leave the skin, leave the head on it.
Do you do a little bit of serrating on that skin and then rub it with oil and garlic?
Yes, you do.
Garlic
sometimes. Yep. You score it so it penetrates the flesh in there, and as that stuffing is right in the middle of that trout, and as you're grilling it, it just is absolutely phenomenal. Mushrooms is such a wonderful thing with trout, especially. Yeah.
It's all Michigan food.
Well, write that one down for me and text it to me, Bob, after the show, because we've got a creel full of trout up here, and I'll whip that up for the guys. So it's just a fantastic day. I wish you were here. It's been just a wonderful morning, and we're gonna make it a day.
So. Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Randy. Good to talk to you, and you'll owe Bob like a case of beer for filling in for you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
All right, pal.
Bye.
See ya. That was Jop, who's a regular here, one of the grilling guys, and he's up in Lake County catching browns. Mm. So we are going to take a little break. This is Barbecue Bob for the grilling guys. It's WBBL FM 107.3.